Ferdy Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. How are we doing today? Man, it's Sunday. We made it. We made it to the end of the week, baby. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, go ahead and do that. You can find me at Famous Quotes from Famous People on your favorite podcast app. That's right. We own Spotify. We own Apple Podcasts. We on Stitcher, TuneIn, and all of the apps the cool kids listen to podcasts on these days. Thank you very much. So if this is your first time listening, you're in luck. You're here to get what you need to get to where you got to go, and we're going to help you do that. I read quotes from famous people, man. People who are inspiring, people who have lived great lives, people who continue to do great things, with the hope that it'll inspire you to maybe put a little pep in your step, baby. Put a little pepper in your, maybe not pepper, but put a little pep in your step for sure. And we are about to embrace the new work week. But before that, want to take a moment to give a shout out to the veterans out there, the men and women who have sacrificed their lives for our great country, the United States of America. That's where I reside. This is home for me. Without these men and women doing their job, we could never be able to enjoy the things that we have, the opportunity that we have in this country. And it is an honor to have these people every day fighting for us. I know sometimes we don't see them, and sometimes they are not necessarily given all that they deserve, but I believe it's important if you have a platform to do what's right, and part of doing what's right is acknowledging those who came before and who have paved the way for you and have given you the opportunities that you now have today. So on that note, we're going to get into the quote. Today's quote comes from Neil deGrasse Tyson. This is a bad brother, man. This is a bad brother. I don't know if you remember back an episode. What was that? I don't remember the episode now. It was probably back in October now. It was the episode where I talked about, it was 118 with Horace Mann. And that quote was, "Be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for humanity." And that was when I first heard that quote. I heard it from Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was being interviewed on a podcast. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a really bad dude. You've probably heard of him. I think he had a show called, he has a podcast called Star Talk. I think that's what it's called. He also has, I think he had a show for a while. And you've probably seen him on the History Channel talking about the origin of the universe and the galaxy and planets and things like that. Really smart dude. And here's what he has to say. He says, "No one is dumb who is curious. The people who do not ask questions remain clueless throughout their lives." And what does that mean, Bernard Maxwell? Won't you break it on down for me? Won't you break it on down? Well, it's simple, guys. Just be curious, right? I'm continually learning new things. I'm continually intrigued by just learning about people and what's going on in the world around me. It's fascinating. I'm like a kid. You know, when kids go out on the playground, they kind of just explore, right? They're curious. They climb on the monkey bars. They jump on someone's back. They're talking to everyone. And they're just so curious, right? I think that's something that we all can embrace as especially as we get into our later years, right? Our latter years, we become more robotic and we become more set in our ways. And then the other half of that is that the people who don't ask questions remain clueless throughout their lives. You know, it's like, are you asking good enough questions, right? Are you asking why, right? Why is that way? Or how did you come to that conclusion? Or, you know, how did you get to where you're at, right? How did you start a podcast? How do I get my finances in check, right? Like, It's all about the questions, right? If you can ask the right questions, somebody has the answer, right? Somebody has already thought through the answer, or maybe there's a book out there or a Google search. Like, if you ask the right question, you will find the right answer. But you have to ask, my friend. You have to ask the question. And that is the quote for you today. Hey, if you want to get your quote on the podcast, you can hit me at 833-LAX-FAMOUS. That's 833-LAX-FAMOUS. I'd love to get your quote on the show. If your quote is selected, you will be one of the chosen few who have been called to have your name amongst the listeners' quotes hall of fame. Yes, that's right. We have one of those. It exists. If it didn't exist before, it exists today. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, you should definitely do that. You know why? Because everybody subscribed to the podcast, man. Bruce Lee subscribed. Well, he can't subscribe because he's no longer with us. Arnold Schwarzenegger subscribed. John Cena subscribe. Zach De La Roca subscribe. And you should subscribe too. You know why? Because everybody's doing it. One. And two, you're going to get what you need to get to where you got to go. Like I told you, bro. So do that. And I will see you mañana. Let's get ready to hit the work week.